producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Chris O'Brien, would you ever consider taking a one-way journey to Mars?
No, but there's been a few times I wouldn't mind sending you.
Well, I think Barbara would agree with you.
No, do tell.
You know, part of the thing is, I think most of you know there's this program afoot to set up a mission to Mars, but because we're not sure we could get people back, it would be one way. We would set up a colony there, and I guess build a place where future visitors to Mars can go. And they're talking about this happening, say, 10, 15 years from now. So you have to recruit people who actually would be willing to give up their lives on Earth, go to an uncertain mission, and if it succeeded, somehow taming the red planet so they could survive there. And I think of the terraforming involved, for example, remember the movie Total Recall, 1990 movie directed by Paul Verhoeven, starring Schwarzenegger and Sharon Stone. And of course, Mars doesn't have a breathable atmosphere, so they generated all the living conditions within this enclosed structure. But then if we have a secret space program, we don't have to worry about that, do we?
Yeah. We'll just send Matt Damon, one of the one percenters. We'll send him as the mission leader.
I thought of this because on the Howard Stern show, they interviewed one of the candidates who's an emergency room doctor. And she supposedly is one of the finalists, the 100 finalists to go on this mission. Then again, we're making some progress in space program. For example, SpaceX, the Elon Musk company. He's the guy also came from PayPal, and he has the Tesla car company. They sent a spaceship, and it landed vertically back on Earth, just like you saw in the 1950s sci-fi movies. They actually found a way to make that work successfully. So we're making progress, unfortunately, not like we really want. In any case, last week I kind of expected that our discussion about how to talk to an alien would be very controversial. It looks to me like a lot of people accepted Nancy Dutertre's measured approach to the subject. It's not high on my radar. I think if ET's advanced enough to get here, respects us enough to communicate with us, they'd figure out how. We wouldn't have to figure it out. We wouldn't have to exchange hand signals. We wouldn't have to try to train it to talk like they did in the movie ET. I don't think that's remotely necessary.
Have those universal translators, right?
Yeah, why not? Why not have a universal translator? I mean, if you're capable of doing this on a website right now, even translating what you say into Klingon and back again, I would think that a race that's hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, they'd have a universal translator.
Or, you know, like many abductees have reported, it's all telepathic and it's like effortless. There is no, you know, sort of mechanical send and receive process. It just magically happens, you know?
I would think so. I would think we're capable of doing that maybe in a few years, having that kind of translation technology. Of course, those who work as translators at the UN would be out of a job. Instead, Siri would take it over, or for people who like Microsoft products, Cortana would take it over, or Google Now would take it over. But surely very close. What, 10 years, 5 years?
Yeah, maybe even less. I mean, gosh, the state of technology, how fast we're, you know, innovating. And, you know, they just, for instance, 3D printing is just an amazing science. I mean, there's bridges that are being built by automatic 3D printers. And I think MIT just announced that they can now integrate 10 different materials into a 3D printing software designer and program, and they can actually 3D print with 10 different materials now. So, I mean, the sky's the limit. I mean, you know, at the state of technology and the, you know, the just breathtaking and dazzling speed that it's progressing and moving forward, you know, we could be looking at just jaw-dropping innovations and technological breakthroughs and leaps forward in the next 5-10 years that could be way beyond what you're describing.
Well, 3D printing is fascinating. I interviewed somebody who was a communication specialist for one of the 3D printing companies, and I tried to arrange to get one in here for testing. But right now it's fairly simple, but I can't think it wouldn't be time soon to use that for building spare parts for something. You just need the plans. You need a computer program that contains the plans, and say you need a part for your car. And you go to your 3D printer and you punch up a few numbers or whatever, choose a particular part, and within a couple of minutes it generates the part for your car. You wouldn't have to wait for it to arrive. Oh, wait a minute, the part didn't arrive, it doesn't fit, it doesn't work. Or a lot of consumer products, they're made up of just tiny chips. Supposedly, you could fabricate a chip. Wouldn't that be correct?
Yeah, I suppose, in theory.
Well, you, for example, you want to buy a brand new iPhone, the iPhone 12. All right, so the iPhone 12 is out from Apple, and you go to your Apple store and you say, I'll take mine with 128 gigabytes of memory, whatever it is, at that point in the future, and I'll take the 5.5-inch model, the Plus model, in gold. Okay, fine. Punch it up. Here's your money. There it is.
Sorry, I'm kind of delayed here on some of my responses. I'm madly finishing editing this video that I've been working, like, weeks on, it seems. You know, all... it's just going on and on here. I'm having some problems. But by the end of the show, I'm going to have this thing done, and we'll get it up here this weekend.
Now, one of the important considerations in putting up video in our Paracast Plus premium channel is to make it as easy as possible for you to be able to watch it. I set up a special video player built into our forum software in the area where we have the Paracast Plus. I'm also going to see how well we attach it to our feed for offline viewing and see if it works as flexibly as the episodes of our radio show or the After the Paracast podcast. And we're going to see if this works. So by this weekend, by the time you hear this show, if you're a member of the Paracast Plus, it may be time for our first video. But in order to experience that, you've got to join it. And to join, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Simple sign-up instructions there. It mostly involves joining the forums and upgrading your membership. And there are four options. There's month-to-month, annual, five-year, or lifetime. And right now you get this show ad-free, 41 minutes of ads taken out. You get the After the Paracast wrap-up show, exclusive to the Paracast Plus. We have three show transcripts on there, by the way. So one of our eager members, Sue, whom you know from the forums, Chris, laboriously transcribed some of our most important episodes, like the Mac Tonys tribute episode, or, for example, the tribute episode for John Keel. The actual transcripts, word for word, are included in our first group of transcripts, and Chris is finishing the first video. So this is going to be great. This is really going to be something terrific, and can't thank him enough.
That kind of reminds me. I had a transcript created for my first real, I guess, co-host duty when I had the roundtable with Philip Hoyle and Ted Oliphant on the cattle mutilation roundtable. I had that entire show completely transcripted, so I should probably send that to you as well and go ahead and add that to the ever-growing queue of transcripts.
To find out more, go to plus.theparacast.com. We're going to be talking about owls, synchronicity, and the UFO abductee. The author of The Messengers, Mike Cleland, returns with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Let's take a moment to mention Alternate Perceptions magazine. You know, it's been publishing since 1985, and it's been online since 2002. Each month, apmagazine.info brings new articles, interviews, and commentary on the worlds of mysteries, including UFOs, archaeological anomalies, ghost hunting, and news. It's edited by Brent Rains and Dr. Greg Little. And many of the top writers, such as Brad Steiger, are frequent contributors. That's apmagazine.info. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're joined by someone who made several really fascinating appearances on the Paracast a few years back, Mike Cleland. And he's back now to talk about his new book, for Richard Dolan Press. It's called The Messengers, Owls, Synchronicity, and the UFO Abductee. Now, as I was thinking of that title, I go back to the origins of my tech blog, the Tech Night Owl. And, of course, we have a radio show called the Tech Night Owl Live. And I wondered how I got there. You know, I know both of you are aware of it and maybe only dimly. But here's how it goes. Back in 1999, I was setting up my first blog before there was such a thing as a blog or WordPress or anything like that. And it came out of writing books about AOL, setting up your own personal website. So this is my personal website. I'll put some articles on it. We need a name for the website, not just GeneSteinberg.com, which exists, by the way, but it just points to other stuff. We wanted a name. And my wife says, you know what? You're up early in the morning or late at night. You're writing books. You're listening to paranormal talk radio. That was listening to Coast then, not realizing 7 years later I'd be here doing the Paracast. But any case, and Art Bell getting new gigs and quitting 2 months later. But anyway, she said, call yourself Night Owl. Okay, I am Tech Night Owl. So that's how it began. I don't know if there's any synchronicity involved. But Mike, owls in general have a rich backstory, lots of meanings. It's not just a bird. It's the wise old owl. It signifies something that may have happened, might be happening. Why do we have this thing about owls that is so rich with possibilities?
Well, there's a few reasons that owls are so ever-present in mythology. And one of them, I mean, on a very simple level, owls just, you know, look intense. I mean, I've talked to people now, present day, they tell me stories simply, you know, there's nothing paranormal in these stories at all. They say they saw an owl. And they say it in a way that is filled with reverence. I mean, it's the owl has an aura about it. It has great big eyes, and it is different than seeing, you know, a bunny rabbit or a deer. I mean, an owl has a presence, even among other birds, you know, very majestic birds like eagles and hawks don't have the same sort of mythic power as an owl. And I think that's because it's very rare to see an owl, right? You know, they're night birds. So it's simply hard to see them at night.
Say you never hear them because they have feathers that I think are hollow that allow them to fly silently.
Yeah, the feathers are on the leading edge of the feather. I think I've got this correct. On the leading edge of their flight feathers is sort of the actual edge of the feather is kind of frilly. It kind of has like almost like a downy quality right on the leading edge. And for some reason that allows them to fly very quietly. Also, they have really big wings, and like an airplane with big wings, let's say a Piper Super Cub has very, very large wings compared to its size, that allows that plane to fly extremely slowly. So, you know, owls can fly slow, so they don't have a lot of wind turbulence, as well as these specialized feathers, which allow for even quieter flight. And then the shape of their bodies themselves, these big, the illusion is that they're a big, bulky bird. If you see them without any feathers, they're just kind of a skinny little, they look like a vulture or something like that. There's nothing that interesting about them when you see them with their feathers off. It's the big, fat plumage that allows for that silent flight. So, yes, and I would also say just jump the majority of UFO sightings, the people will report that the sightings of a UFO is eerily silent, the same way, you know, someone might describe seeing an owl in flight. The owl has a rich mythology that goes way back, and this comes from any ancient culture would be able to know that the owl as a night bird can see into the darkness and it can fly around in the darkness. And that then becomes a metaphor for seeing into other realms, as well as traveling into other realms, into the land of the dead, into the land of the, you know, the great mysteries. So the owl in many ways is the totem of the shaman, because that's what a shaman would do, would travel, you know, either through meditation or through rhythmic dancing or through psychedelic drugs. The shaman would travel to these other realms and then come back with a message. And that's, in a way, what the owl signifies symbolically. You know, the owl will often deliver a message. And as I was working on this book, it's kind of hard. You know, somebody says, hey, what are you working on? Oh, I'm working on a book. And then they say, what kind of book? And you open up the UFO can of worms and you're sort of stuck there. Maybe you'll lose a friend over it, or maybe not lose a friend. But so oftentimes people would ask me as I was working on this book, what are you working on? I'm like, oh, I'm working on a book on owls. And they're like, oh, that sounds interesting. What about owls? And I would say, it's a book on owl mythology. And that feels correct. You know, that's not lying, but it was definitely the focus of the book is on the UFO stuff. But I would say owl mythology, because my my premise in the book, in a way, is that the owls are still displaying their ancient mythology. It happens to be showing up now for people with UFO contact experiences. Abductees will tell of very unusual stories involving owls. And this would harken back to the story of the owl in other traditions, whether it be shamanism or surrounding death or surrounding, like, you know, deep inner work. You know, the owl seems to show up and is a totem of these experiences.
Is it something to fear, something to revere, or that depends on the experience?
Well, like I said, it depends on the experience and the traditions. I mean,
yeah,
you go to a,
especially.
Yeah, I mean, you go to you know, Greece, where the owl is you know, the symbol of Athens. And the owl, there's nothing frightening about the owl. The owl traces back to the goddess Minerva, the goddess of wisdom. She had a companion, little owl. She's often depicted either with an owl on her wrist or on her shoulder or nearby. The Parthenon in Athens, where the temple of Athena on the Acropolis, that was said to be in the roof line, the rafters of the Acropolis were said to be filled with owls. And, you know, so where did that come first? Did the Athena's companion owl come first, or did the owls living in the temple of Athena, you know, sort of generate that mythology? So you go to like an Indian reservation in North Dakota, you might hear some very, very frightening and ominous mythology about owls, you know, opposite of, you know, talking to a myth, you know, to a academic mythologist in Athens. From what I've found, I've actually found very few accounts that point to something ominous. I have some, and I know some people have had some experiences where an owl will show up and then their luck will change and things will get really bad, or a death will occur. I've found it almost, you know, those stories are out there, but those seem outnumbered by, and I'm not going to say it's a positive thing or an optimistic thing. It's more that the owl represents, in a way, the deeper challenges in a life you know, a long life's path. You know, you're confronted with profound challenges, and that would be almost the, you know, what the experience that people, the UFO contact experience would be, could be seen as a, you know, profound life-altering challenge. And then, you know, the owl appears as a totem in a way.
This may not be a life-altering message, but we've got to present it. We've got Mike Cleland with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, I am the Night Owl. He's Mike Cleland. And we got Chris O'Brien. The book is called The Messengers. Now, when you chose that title, Mike Cleland, did you consider a famous book from Jacques Vallée, Messengers of Deception?
You know, actually, I didn't. And it's funny, there's a few other books out there with actually the title of The Messengers, and they don't really seem to overlap, so I didn't worry too much about it. It was pretty simple. I wanted a simple title that wasn't too wordy, I guess. And, you know, because the wordiness, I guess, comes in the subtitle, which is Owl Synchronicity and the UFO Abductee. You know, that just was a word that kept on showing up in these reports. You know, like people would literally say, like, oh, I felt like I was presented with a message. Or, you know, the owl was a messenger, and I heard what it was trying to say. So those were coming up enough in the reports that I recognized, and also in, the research end of it, you know, the mythology end of it. You know, the owl would often be referred to as a messenger. So it just had a very, it was a nice, short, quick title, and I preferred that over something sort of long and sort of explanatory in the title.
All right, let's personalize it here. Are there experiences in your life that led you to this? Because you have a chapter in your book, in chapter one, a section entitled, I'm the Owl Guy. Why is Mike Cleland the Owl Guy?
Well, so the reason I'm the Owl Guy is because I have been documenting and putting on my blog, on my online blog, writing essays and articles about UFOs and owls together. And what happens is I've done it enough that if you Google UFOs and owls, just those two words, my name comes up. It's first on the list, and it comes up. I haven't done it in a while, but it's like the first 7 things that come up. So if anyone anywhere in the world sits down at their computer, I mean, just a couple mouse clicks away, you know, and they've had a owl experience that's somehow tied in with a UFO experience, and they're wondering about it, they're going to find me quickly. And so I've been at the receiving end of a lot of amazing reports are coming into me that I just am, you know, I feel pretty honored that I'm cataloging these things and, you know, having a chance to interact and talk with these people. This all traces back to a set of personal experiences I had. So the foundation of my research is I was confronted with some very strange owl sightings in September, I think, of 2006, which is a little less than 10 years ago now. So I was confronted with a bunch of owl sightings that kind of blew my mind and really set me off kilter in a way. You know, all of a sudden I was like, wow, if these things are really happening, this is really strange. It's beyond coincidence that I'm seeing this many owls. And so this was right at the same time, this overlapped with my own looking into my own UFO memories, which had been bothering me. And so right around 2006, 2007, I started looking into my own experiences, and it felt like the floodgates opened. I started seeing so many owls, and I started having so many synchronicities. And it was, you know, it was at the source was my own inner work. But what I would do whenever I talked to anyone who had a UFO experience or at a UFO conference or something, one of the questions I would ask, and I asked this of Chris, I said, have you ever had an owl experience? And it's not 100%. It's certainly not 100%, but it's enough that there's a pattern. And I just realized that there was a wealth of stories here. And so why am I the owl guy? It's because I'm cataloging, collecting these stories. We can talk about the initial experience if you want.
Well, you opened the floodgates. Let's talk about them, the initial experience.
Okay, so 10 years ago, a little less than 10 years ago, 9.5 years ago, I was living in Idaho, right near Grand Teton National Park, and I had been doing a lot of camping. I worked for an outdoor school, and I was spending a lot of time in the mountains. And then at the school, there was a young woman there that I befriended, and I just started a conversation with her. And I said, it was September, so it was late in the season. Summer was ending. And I said, oh, you've been here all summer. And I said, you must have camped a lot. And she said, oh, no, I haven't camped at all this summer. And I'm like, oh, that's terrible. It's beautiful camping right here. Listen, I go out all the time. I do, you know, I go out for one night. I sleep under the stars. If there's no reason to bring a shelter, you know, if the weather seems nice, there's no reason to take a shelter. We'll sleep out under the stars. And if you want to go, I'll take you camping. She said, sure. So this was, in a funny way, sort of a first date in a way.
I was going to say, what a great pickup line.
Yeah, well, so we went into the mountains. Her name was Kristen, or is Kristen. And so if you leave in the afternoon, and I do a lot of stuff with a very light backpack, you know, so you don't need to carry a lot of stuff for one night, and especially if you don't have a shelter. And our plan was just to be out by, you know, lunchtime the following day. So we left, you know, in the evening, late afternoon, early evening, and in a couple of hours, you can get pretty far into the mountains. So we arrived at this beautiful spot, and clear, calm night, and the sun was setting, and I think, if I remember correctly, a full moon was rising. And she and I were sitting on a rock, and I was cooking with a little camp stove, something I feel very comfortable doing. And we were having this conversation. It came a point in the conversation where I was just kind of struck. I was like, oh, my, this woman is really remarkable. There's something about her that left me kind of impressed. So right at that moment, an owl flew over us, and then a second owl, and then a third owl. And for about the next hour, maybe over an hour, as the sun was setting, these owls would fly around on branches, you know, land on branches nearby. They would fly right over us. They would swoop down right above us. They would land on the ground very close to us. And when it came time to lie down to go to sleep, you know, it was a lovely, calm night, and we just laid our sleeping bags out under the stars, and there would be a second, just a momentary, the stars would be blotted out for just 1 second. And it was from the owls. It was totally silent, and they were swooping down low in front of our faces. So for 1 second, half a second, poof, the stars would get blotted out, and it was just a magical experience. So after that, we both, thought to them, wow, the owl thing was really cool. And then I said, listen, if I go out camping again, I'll give you a call. And she said, great. So 4 days later, I called her up and said, let's do the same thing. Let's go to a different spot and we'll go out camping. And so the next time we went out, it was a completely different spot, and it was a little colder that night, and we had a shelter with us. So I said, hey, before we climb into the tent, let's go climb that hillside and watch the sunset. because we'll warm up, right? It's chilly now. If we stand here and climb into the tent, we'll just be cold. And so let's do some exercise, get up to the top of that hill, watch the sunset, and we come back and be warm. She said, great. So we walk up. Just as the sun is setting, just as we arrive at the top of this hill, it was a beautiful, amazing view of the mountains. An owl lands on a tree branch. Another one flies above us. And then a third one sort of lands on the ground near us. And for the 45 minutes or so, these three owls fly around us. And I'm convinced, there's no way to know this. They're convinced they were the same three owls. Completely different spot in the range. Not that far apart, maybe 3 miles apart. But so after that, to have it happen once was pretty cool. To have it happen twice within 4 days kind of freaked me out, and it started me on this quest of, looking into owls and their mythology and what does it mean, what's the symbolism. I just felt like it felt so heavy and prescient with meaning, with deep meaning, and it kind of wigged me out. So when I started my blog in 2009, I wrote an essay. And one of the first blog posts is about this event, exactly the story I just told. And I had it written up as a diary entry, which makes for a nice blog post. But after I posted it, I was like, I need to get a hold of Kristen. She had long since moved out of the valley, and we still kept in touch over email. I said, I got to get a hold of her and ask her why or what was going on that first night when she saw the owls. Because I wrote it right in the essay that, she was talking about something. So I got a hold of her and I asked her, like, Kristen, what were you talking about right at the moment the first owls showed up on that first night camping? And she said, oh, I remember exactly what I was talking about. I was giving my most heartfelt definition of what God meant to me. And that took an already powerful story, and for me, it just pushed it into the realm of, like, transcendent. It really flipped me out. And here's one more detail.
I'll tell you what, let's hold that detail for a second. Sure. Mike Clellan joins us. The book is The Messengers. With Gene and Chris, you're in.
Woohoo! The Paracast.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so the owls have taken over Chris's home. He's no longer there. We have those birds with the big eyes, and they filled his place. Mike Clellan, the messengers, is telling us more about this early multifaceted encounter, Mike.
So the account I just shared took place in 2006, in the autumn of 2006. I was, at that point, I was very interested in the UFO subject. And I had a few experiences of my own that were kind of telling in their own way. And actually, we talked about those experiences when I was on the Paracast. This is going back in 2009. I had a pretty good working knowledge, having read books by, you know, Whitley Strieber and Bud Hopkins and John Mack, you know, those types of books. So I was, when I saw those owls in the mountains, in the moment, looking at those owls. This is an owl. It's, you know, 18 inches tall. It's, well, probably less than that, about a foot tall, standing on the ground. I knew there was a voice in my head. I mean, there was a very clear knowing in my head that said this has something to do with UFOs. That was a little embarrassing. I couldn't really say that right in the moment. I was like, well, how do you blurt that out? But I knew it. I felt it. Looking at those owls, real owls, I was saying to myself, this has something to do with UFOs, and I didn't know why. So that was part of my own research, too. That later, there within the UFO abduction lore, there are accounts of people who see great big owls, right? They'll be driving down the road at night. They'll see a 4 foot tall owl in the road in front of them. And then they'll have, you know, some missing time, and all of a sudden they'll get home and they'll realize, oh, this is something odd. I should have been home at midnight. Instead, it's 2 a.m. So I knew those screen memory stories. And when I was looking at these owls, I'm like, no, these are real owls. But I still was kind of freaked out. So there was, even though it was only in my mind, I had a knowing of the UFO thing. So that those experiences in the autumn of 2006 became the foundation for my own, I guess, inner journey. And that then became an online essay that I wrote a couple of years ago that was posted online, which then became this great big thick book that you both have.
Okay, so we're talking here at the beginning of something that is related to UFO-related encounters.
We are talking about something that is somehow tied into UFO encounters. And it's a little murky. It takes a lot of ink. It took me 400 pages nearly to make my point, but I'm at this point thoroughly convinced that there's a connection. I don't know what the connection is, but I know there is a connection, between UFOs and these owl sightings.
I've got a really good story that kind of dovetails nicely. Back in, I think it was 95 or 94, fairly early on in my investigative process as it unfolded in the San Luis Valley in Colorado, I got a call one night, and it was in the spring, late spring, and somebody called and said, there's an invisible UFO landed behind my house. And I said, well, how do you know it's there if it's invisible? And they says, because it's beeping. And I said, well, what do you mean? They said, well, it's been going on for almost an hour, and it sounds like a truck backing up. It's beep, 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 beep. There's no variation in the interval between the beeps, and it's freaking me out. Can you come over? And so I came over, and I didn't hear anything. And I thought, well, this person maybe has been partying too much or has some sort of, I don't know, issues or whatever, even though I knew them pretty well. You know, I kind of joked around and said, well, sorry, you know, I don't hear anything. And I went back home, and then I get another call from a neighbor of hers saying, there's this weird beeping sound, near my house. And I said, well, you know, so-and-so just called me and said the same thing. And so by this time it was getting late, and I didn't want to go out and, you know, have nothing be there again. So the following night, I got a call again from somebody else in a different location claiming that there was this weird beeping sound. And everybody was convinced it was a UFO. I mean, that was the automatic assumption, which I found very curious. And this person was fairly close to my house. And so I ran outside, ran up on the porch, and climbed up on the roof and listened very carefully. And I heard a faint beeping sound. And I thought, what the heck is that? And then right as that ended, I heard another beeping sound way out in the distance that I could just barely hear, and I thought it was my ears playing tricks on me. It turns out, you know, I started doing some research on this because I was very intrigued. It sounded so mechanical and so if that a beep was a drummer keeping time, I mean, it would have been the best drummer in the world. It was just so mechanical and so perfect and precise. And so I went to a friend of mine who's kind of an amateur ornithologist and worked for the Department of Interior, is a really brilliant woman. And she helped me do a research project. And what did we find out? She did. And she came to me and said, you know, this is a rare sighting, out of their range, of the smallest owl. It's only about 4 inches high, and its mating call is a 45-minute beeping sound that goes on without a hitch for 45 minutes, and then there'll be a response, hopefully, from a female. And so, sure enough, we tracked these two owls around for the next couple of days, or nights, I should say. We never were able to spot it. And it has a weird name. It's like a pitulated owl.
It's a saw-wet owl. SAW-WHET, saw-wet owl. Yeah, I knew it. Yeah.
And it has this, you know, I heard it. And it's the most amazingly mechanical. It's the most mechanical sounding thing I've ever heard in nature. Way more than a cicada or a cricket or anything. But they're not supposed to be at high altitude in southern Colorado. They were quite a distance outside of their range, which I found very intriguing. But the connection to the UFO, of course, is everybody that heard this thing, you know, if it was near, were convinced it was a UFO.
Now, in the book, there's a chapter, as you were talking, I pulled the book out, and I'm looking at page 223, and the chapter is called Beeping UFOs, and it is about exactly what you're talking about. So here we have an overlap. You just described an overlap with owls and UFOs. Okay, so an owl is mistakenly reported as a UFO. Okay, so they're overlapping. It's easy to dismiss on some levels. Now, here's where it gets strange. There is a woman. Her name is Lindy Tucker. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with her? Researcher?
Lindy's been around for a while.
Yeah. So Lindy Tucker has a website, which is just within the last year or so came online, called Beeping UFOs, where she has been collecting audio of UFOs. And oftentimes these are people with a microphone looking at a hovering UFO, a hovering flying saucer, and they are recording in the moment the noise. And the noise is exactly what you describe. Now, Lindy Tucker has been doing research where she has been collecting these recordings of UFOs. This is people, you know, with a recording device. Where there's a couple accounts of a cops who were looking at UFOs, hovering flying saucers, and at the same time hearing this very mechanical beeping noise. It gets strange. The Air Force did a study of which you can't hear any of these. This is in the Condon report. They said they acquired recordings of UFOs and they wrote them off to the sound of the saw-whet owl, exactly what Chris was describing. Now, the recordings that Lindy had collected, there was another researcher in the West Coast. Lindy was in Ontario, Canada. There's another, the West Coast of America, and a guy I think in Washington State had been collecting audio recordings too. These were people who, you know, were seeing UFOs and recording these things at the same time. They, the recordings of the saw-whet owl, which are very easy to get, right? Just a normal owl, you can record that kind of thing. The UFOs are very difficult to get. You would compare these two recordings and look at the audio signature using sound equipment, advanced sound equipment. You would analyze the audio signature, and it was, I think his name is Ronald Stearman from the University of Texas in Austin in the early 90s, did a very detailed study of both these sounds back-to-back, and he concluded that the beeping noises collected by Lindy Tucker were not saw-whet owls.
Now, we're about a third of the way through this week's episode, but that's not all, not by a long shot. Now, after the PowerCast ends, we'll have more to come with After the PowerCast, our wrap-up radio show. If you want to hear it, you have to be a member of the PowerCast Plus, our premium service, which also includes the ad-free version of this show. We're starting to add show transcripts. The videos are coming. Lots coming. To learn more about the PowerCast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. So let's continue our discussion with Mike Clellan. He's the author of The Messengers. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.